On November 17th of last year, 450 members of the SAG-AFTRA union picketed developer Insomniac Games in Burbank, California. Some of the faces marching up and down the street with signs in hand were familiar, like Clancy Brown, who played Sergeant Zim in the movie Starship Troopers, but who, on that day, stood up for his rights as a voice actor in popular video games like Call of Duty, God of War, and many others. After nearly 2 years of negotiations, SAG-AFTRA's Interactive Negotiating Committee and video game companies failed to agree on a new contract. They're split on many issues, but the negotiations eventually boiled down to one clause on which both sides refused to budge: secondary payments. It's a price that the multi-billion dollar video game industry can afford to pay. So why is it refusing, with what Phil Lamar, a voice actor and a member of SAG-AFTRA's negotiating committee, described as fundamental resistance? According to the game developers, voice actors, and labor scholars who study the game industry, it's not the 450 people picketing outside Insomniac that game companies are worried about. It's the developers inside the building and the lessons they might be learning from the organized workers outside. Every contract SAG-AFTRA currently has with TV and film production companies gives actors some kind of residual payment. As long as production companies keep using and profiting from actors' performances, they keep getting paid in some fashion.